Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org.
I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Nourishing Radio.
Oh. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Dave Radio. Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave. You're so sway. Oh, Dave. I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
Let's go!
It is Friday, the 13th of August, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our spotless, sanitized studios underlooking the agora of the hygienic student nest on the Musqueam territory of Alksen. Better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's test show number 2 of our return to home base as we do our best to figure out how this place works and still bring you a seamless hour of radio entertainment. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, here we go, number 2. How you doing? Happy Friday. Happy Friday the 13th. I haven't checked outside yet. I don't know if Mr. Pillow Guy is correct and Donald Trump is president of the United States again, but we'll find out by the end of the day. We're just going to enjoy an hour of radio. That's all we're going to do. How you doing? Oh, what a day. What a life. It's kind of cool being back. It's a hot day. It's a clear day. It's a sunny day. Let's go indeed. Had a chance to hang out a bit with Dora, our volunteer coordinator and music department manager. And we were talking about just what it's like to be back after a year and a half. And, you know, I'm still sort of playing around a bit with the idea of coming out here every Friday and doing the show live versus doing it from home in the comfort of my own home when the words fail me when the inspiration hits me, that's the words I'm looking for. What's the optimal situation? And we're still kind of figuring out what works best. I'm kind of liking getting into this 1 week at home, 1 week at the studio kind of thing. This is the second time we've been out here, so we'll see how it goes. Being back in the studio itself is still a little bit weird. Trying to figure out, they say it's like riding a bike. You know, once you get back on, you know exactly what you're doing. But I'm not quite sure. Like, I know this is the microphone control knob here. I know if I do that, it gets louder, and if I do that, it gets quieter. You know, that kind of thing. And I know that, you know, there's a button that starts the music, and there's another button that makes the music louder, and that kind of thing. So I kind of got the basic elements of it, but there's still got to find my tunes. There's a lot of music that I haven't that's been on file on the computer here at CITR that I haven't had access to for a year and a half. So I've sort of built my own music library on my computer at home, but I haven't. I guess I should upload it on the cloud or do something so I have access to both at both times. But that's for another day. Today we're just gonna play what we've got and see how it works. And we'll start off with a positive. On a positive note, with a positive band, this is Ardent Tribe. Yes to Love.
Yeah. set you free. It's all about love. We know how it feels. Don't be afraid to let it go. You know it's safe deep down inside. Oh, don't you worry. Oh, don't you cry.
Silence is a roar. Peel off them cataracts on your sight before. Looks like black timber. Looks like black timber. Looks like black timber. We'll be right back.
That's what? Yeah, what? Huh? What? Tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's the 14th. So Sunday is the last day. We've been talking about this. It's Gather, Stories in Nature. This is an event put together as a kind of co-production between New World Theater and Pacific Theater. And it's a storytelling experience in nature. Literally in nature, in the park. It's happening at Queen Elizabeth Park, which is Little Mountain, up around 25th and Canby area. And it's happening, I think it's sort of mid-afternoon, early evening kind of thing. You've got two great storytellers. One is a longtime award-winning professional storytelling artist who tells stories in the tradition of African and Afro-diasporic folklore. Her name is Shayna Jones. And her partner, her co-presenter, is Cameron Peel. Cameron is an emerging actor, writer, director from the Nishka Nation, and his pieces focus on the experience growing up in the city, balancing urban life and family, teaching in natural spaces, and all that kind of stuff. So it's happening at Queen Elizabeth Park, I said, until... this one says the 14th. The other one I saw said the 15th, but it's happening this weekend anyway. There is some extremely strong language and sensitive material, but it is a storytelling. And although it is a storytelling show, it's not really suitable for the kids. So bear that in mind. It's directed by a couple of really great local directors, Lois Anderson and Kelsey Kenaton Wavy, Lois is, of course, very well known with her years at Bart on the Beach and the Arts Club and Leaky Heaven Circus and all that kind of stuff. And Kelsey Kenaton Wavy is a newcomer, but has some great talent as well. So anyway, all this stuff is going on Queen Elizabeth Park. If you want to find out more, you can get tickets and all the information at Pacific Theater. And of course, their website is Pacific Theater. Scroll down, scroll down, scroll down. Waste time until you find it. Waste time until you find it. I can't find it. Anyway, Pacific Theater and New World Theater. They'll tell you about it as well. Hey, I haven't been in this studio for a year and a half. Give me a break.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyber web? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives. News, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
That's actually how the song was recorded. I didn't just start the turntable at the wrong spot. Okay? It wasn't my fault.
As in time you become who you are. So glad you were born. So good that you came. Sweet child of the darkness. Bright child of the flame. The spinner and the story teller and the tale. May divine inspiration never fail.
Get over, not with a bang, but with a whimper. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Lover, hater, hater, lover. This is how things get better. Hold your breath and wait for summer. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Is it gone? Was it ever, if it's done? Lover, hater, hater, lover. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Where is the best thing now? I guess I put it.
That was kind of a Veda Hilly double shot there. Of course, Veda doing her song Lover Hater. And before that was Nicholas Kirkovich, who did a tribute album to Veda earlier this year called, where is it? There it is. It's called This Spring, Songs by Veda Hilly by Nicholas Kirkovich. And you can get that either through Veda Hilly's website, or I think it's available through the Kulch as well. It's a really nice piece. Nicholas is a local singer-songwriter who has actually worked with Veda over the years and has been inspired by her and put together his collection, or a collection of his favorite tunes by her. And it's definitely worth checking out. If you're a Veda Hilly fan, or if you know Veda Hilly and you want an introduction to her music, Nicholas's renditions and interpretations is a great opening for that. Okay, let's see. Let's do this.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
comes to a rainforest, the soundtrack is everything. It sets the mood and it tells a story. Join me Tuesdays from 10 to 11 p.m. as I interview my guests about their seasons of life, and we listen to the soundtracks that went with them. You might learn a bit for your own seasons of life, and if nothing else, you'll find some great music. Tune in on 101.9 CITR FM Tuesdays from 10 to 11 p.m.
Featuring a wide range of music from India, including popular music from the 1930s to the present.
Rhythms.
India.
Alternating Sundays, 8 to 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Starting off now with Align Entertainment announcing auditions for their 2022 show, Suzical, by Stephen Flaherty and Lynn Ahrens. It's going to run at the Michael J. Fox Theater in Burnaby in January, the 28th through the 12th of February. The auditions are happening in mid-September, the 17th to 19th, and that's at the Lindbergh Academy for the Performing Arts. They welcome everyone to audition regardless of background, race, ethnicity, gender, and sexuality. Like I said, casting will be based on who is the best fit for the role. If you want to see the character descriptions, register for an audition, find out more information about joining the cast of Suzical, you can go to alignentertainment.ca, and that's spelled ALIGNENTERTAINMENT.ca, Align Entertainment. Our friends at Metro Theatre, Eric Gow and Chris Adams, are getting ready for this year's Metro Pantomime, Snow White and the Seven People of... I had a very clever, politically correct sounding title for Seven Dwarfs, but I lost it. Anyway, it's Snow White at the Metro Pantomime. It's happening December 2nd to January 3rd. The auditions are going to be in late August, the 22nd and 25th. So that's about 10 days from now at Metro Theater, which is 1370 Southwest Marine. BIPOC performers are encouraged to audition for any and all roles, regardless of previous Snow White versions. Strong singer, dancer, actors are needed for principal roles, and for the ensemble, any age, any gender, they will be casting a small ensemble of strong singer, dancer, actors who will also understudy and swing for the lead roles. If you're interested, send your resume and headshot to metrotheater.com/auditions. That's the website. Let me start again. There is a registration form at metrotheater.com/auditions, Snow White the Panto. And if you are successful, you will be emailed an appointment time for your audition. If you have other questions, you can contact Kat. She's sort of running the whole thing. Kat Palmer at metropanto@gmail.com. United Players are doing Emilia by Morgan Lloyd Malcolm, directed by the previously mentioned Lois Anderson. This is happening in November. The auditions are on the 30th of August at the Jericho Arts Center. The play was written to be performed by an all-female cast of diverse women, 13 female-identifying actors playing 27 characters. This is very much an ensemble piece. The central character, Emilia, will be played by three different women, and the play isn't an accurate representation of Renaissance England. It's a feeling memory of Emilia. They are committed to ethnically diverse casting, and particularly welcome performers and theater makers from marginalized communities and people with disabilities. There are no age restrictions to audition. If you want to apply, send your resume to Linda Begg, that's LINDABEGG 52 at gmail.com. Sides are available at unitedplayers.com, and British accents are not necessary, but if you let them know if you have any I should put a second line on that because it's not a continuation of the same thought. Let's do that again. British accents are not necessary, period. Please let us know if you have access needs for the audition process, and also let them know if you can play a musical instrument or you can sing. Neither of these are requirements, but they want to put together a band. At Deep Cove in North Van, it's The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Noah Smith. It's going to be happening November 11th to 27th at the Deep Cove Shaw Theater, and the auditions are Sunday, August 15th at the Deep Cove Shaw Theater, 4360 Gallant Avenue. Please only audition if you are fully vaccinated, as the rehearsals and performances will require close contact. All protocols will be in place during the auditions, and that includes mandatory mask use when not on stage. Auditions will be by appointment, and make sure that your headshot, you can send your, auditions are by appointment, and to get an appointment, email your headshot and resume to Tracy LaBrosse, that's TracyLaBrosse at gmail.com. And if you have any, if you want to know details on these or other audition notices, you can find them at VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at VPL.ca. And well, I had one more. Green Thumb Theatre is holding auditions for a show called The Code. And they are, let me see, where was that? They are looking to cast the role of Simon, a grade 11 student, aspiring filmmaker, and romantic, hopelessly smitten to Moira. So if you're interested in that, you can go to Green Thumb Theater. This one I should have pre-read before I put it on the air. Submissions at greenthumb.bc.ca, and their website is greenthumb.bc.ca. There. If you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you can email it to daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And that's it. Let's play this.
Every moment in a cooler, trying to fit a feeling in a line. Everybody does it for the mantle. Everybody's doing fine. It's too soon to confess my love, but I know you need to hear it soon. So what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to lie to you? Is that what good romantics do? Am I supposed to lie to you? Ooh.
doctor tells me so. We're laughing in misleading ways. Our face and thoughts are not the same. And Tim thinks I should have a scar, a fracture on the window pane. And it's hurting me to hold these things. But I've had my turn to overshare. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to lie to you? Is that what good romantics do? Am I supposed to lie?
That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Music today was by Ardent Tribe, Big John Bates, What, Marty Zylstra, Mike Richter, Madeline Reed, Nicholas Kirkovich, Veda Hilly, TJ Felix, and Sam Tudor. Our theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And listen to the Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on CITR. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can search on our podcast archive at CITR.ca. You can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2 and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Halkomelem-speaking Musqueam people.
And so you've been gone. Everything's in Comic Sans. Everything's funny wrong. since you've been gone.